It must have come to most people's attention that the world is in a pretty hectic state. Ice caps melting, storms ravaging the continents, floods threatening the homes of many, while in other parts droughts are making water a dangerously scarce commodity. While I'm aware people in high places deny this is all happening because it could influence their stock markets, I would say the world is going through a bout of flu, spitting out its burning mucus, unable to quench its thirst in regions of drought, flooding its lungs with an overflow of water and becoming so hot, even the ice caps are melting. The normal balance of body earth is out of order, much like a human body that goes through a flu. I had to think of all this while lying in bed this week, having a nasty flu, my feverish thoughts worrying about the world outside my window. I also observed how many people around me were having colds that simply kept returning just when these people thought it must be over by now. Nasty new viruses attacking the immune system, no matter the lifestyle or health food diet, putting them in a situation they seemed unable to overcome. Now, of course, most illness is caused by a virus or bacteria, but for that to have an effect, the immune system needs to be down first. So the big question is, what brings down the immune system? It's definitely not the bacteria. If they would be so strong to do that, all of us would be sick all of the time. So it must be something we ourselves add to the recipe of illness, a gateway, subconsciously opened when we weaken ourselves physically by consuming substances that are bad for us, or mentally when we go through stress, setbacks, or grief, or spiritually when we go through a profound period of transition, of change. And that's exactly what I see happening in the world around me, my own life included. Big and rapid change, with an overflow in a small, overly rich and powerful group of people, and a lack of means to survive amongst the bigger part of the world's population. I see shockwaves going through the established order, and polarization putting people up against each other. I see people demonstrating, from yellow vests to non-violent silent protests, to courageous children fighting for the climate of their future, as they did last week in The Hague. In that sense, the similarities between what is happening in the world and what is happening to its inhabitants is quite spectacular. Perhaps it's time to wonder and ask what we could do ourselves, how each of us individually can help and turn these tides, even things out again, in order to make ourselves and the world strong, put its immune system back into place. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, the blog Earth Flu. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.